Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into the Upstate Pulse. Lonzo and Chris Evans here on a beautiful, 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 hot, really hot Saturday evening. And from what I understand, I don't know about you guys. Do you look at your weather app and believe that it actually works on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, so according to the weather app, if it's actually accurate, we're going to have like some overnight lows in the 60s.
Really?
Starting tonight. No, it's starting Sunday night.
I actually was just pulling up the weather app on my phone. Let's see, 48 hours, 48-hour forecast. Oh, it's taking me to a website. That's not what I wanted. Thank you, phone.
You don't have an app? What kind of phone do you
have? It's an Android. Yeah. But it's just the weather app that came with the phone.
Right,
it's not,
exactly.
I haven't gone and downloaded a different one. So whenever you, it'll just give you general information in the app, but if you want to see anything extra, if you tap on anything to get more information about it, it opens your browser and takes you to a website.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Well, yeah, it's fine. Normally,
just give me the weather, man.
Normally, I don't have to bother, but you were talking about the future, you know. And
although I am curious because I have an iPhone and you have an Android, let's see if the weather forecast.
That's a good
differ.
Experiment.
Yes,
that's a good experiment. So I don't know, but my phone took me to weather.com, which is the weather channel, and it's giving me, giving me hour by hour forecast.
And this is also the weather channel, but it's just an app, and it just automatically opens up.
Well, but see, it's pulling information from your home, I see, on your screen.
Yeah. But
is it refreshing or anything? See, mine is pulling information from my location, which is here in the Greenville studio.
I can switch it to Greenville. It's not going to be that much of a difference between here and Graycourt.
I see it getting down into the mid-70s overnight. The coldest it gets overnight is 74. That's ridiculous.
All right, well, look at Sunday.
Which is
can
fantastic.
You look at
yes.
Sunday?
I'm scrolling down to Sunday. Sunday afternoon and then into evening, Monday morning. This still says like just above 70, 71,
and mine
72.
Says 69, dude.
So, 69, dude.
See, that's how this is.
No,
set
I
up,
see
so you don't
it.
Have to do
I see it on there.
But I am curious because it's the same site, because this is the Weather
the
Channel
site.
Also.
Again, I think it's a location thing. I think there could be a difference of a few degrees like that. And 69 is basically 70. It's not like it's 60. That's a 10 degree difference, and that's palpable.
That's true. I know this is weird, but I've never thought about doing this before, and so we're doing this now. I just added Greenville, and I'm going to look at it, and you're right. Sunday night it says 71, but then Monday it says 69, Tuesday 67, then a ton more 69s. And if I go back to Graycourt.
Now, I do have Monday and Tuesday it says it gets down to 68.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to have
But it looks like there's some rain moving in.
We're going to have some cooler nights, and it could have something
That's
to do
not
with
cooler.
It is compared to 100 degrees or 90 degrees.
Yeah, but that's
whatever.
During the daytime. Once it gets down to 60 or below, that's
cooler. I am not going to complain about the heat because it's summer.
I'm not complaining about
it's
either.
It's summertime.
I do complain a little bit, but I would way rather be too hot than too cold. I hate being cold.
See, so do I, which is why the main reasons I was so happy when we moved here, because it's warm most of the time.
Yes.
I would have loved to have been, yeah. Anyway, you just have to deal with it. You've had to for 23 years. South Carolina is who I'm talking to. I would have enjoyed just being outside all day today, but if I do that, it's going to drain me. Then I have no energy for the show. So I have to use that as an excuse to sit in the house and play video games all day.
Mm.
I really do like being outside, by the way.
And I know you do. You like cutting your yard.
Yeah, I do, and adding stuff to it, and which we've been doing, like the gazebo and fire pit and all that kind of stuff. But it's been too hot to actually use those. But when the fall hits and it gets a little bit cooler outside, it's going to be awesome because the way I have it set up, and yes, I've experimented, and some people think it's weird, but I want to be able to go down the stairs and go over to the gazebo and everything in my bare feet. And I can do that
without ever touching
gravel
that.
Or anything like that, the way we have pavers and all that kind of stuff set up. So, you know, if you want to relax at home around the fire pit or in the gazebo, you can do that without shoes.
It just occurred to me, I don't think I've mowed a lawn since high school.
Wow.
That was my job, you know, my family chore when I was young and still living at home.
But that's about to change, isn't it?
Yeah, since I left for college, I've basically lived in apartments pretty much and hadn't had to do that kind of thing.
I can't remember if we talked about this week or the last week or if you want to talk about this. But do you? I mean, you could say no, and we can just move on. It's no big deal.
Yeah, nah, that's fine. It's not. I don't think it's going to be interesting for the radio audience.
It will, for what you were just talking about. So Chris is getting ready to move into a house and basically lived in apartment type stuff, and now he's actually going to have to mow the lawn.
Yep.
And
which I've done before. I don't mind doing it.
There are some people that would pay to have it done because they do not want to go out.
There are plenty of people who do pay to have it done.
How big is your yard?
It is actually the yard, the part that would need to be cut. Let me put it that way, because the yard itself is decent. Like it's, I think, about a quarter acre, maybe a third or something like
that.
Cool. It's a decent sized lot, but there's grass on virtually none of it. A large portion of the backyard is covered by trees and just has fallen foliage, leaves and stuff like that all over the ground. And then the part that doesn't have that is mostly covered by moss in the backyard, which isn't going to require cutting. And there's a great deal of landscaping up front.
I know people hate moss, but I think moss looks really cool.
I like it. It's soft. It's pleasant. You don't have to.
It's actually
deal
cooler
with it. Yeah.
For your bare feet.
It's very nice. I'm happy with it. There's a great deal of landscaping up front, which may require other attention, but not mowing.
Yeah, you're gonna have to buy a hedge trimmer. Stuff like that.
Oh, it's more like little shrubs and trees and bushes and stuff. People will have to pick weeds and stuff like that, but it won't be mowing.
Do you have an HOA?
There is, but it doesn't really. I don't want to say they don't do anything.
I don't know
anything about them.
Because if you don't have an HOA, you really don't have to pick the weeds.
Yeah, what they don't do is clean up my yard.
Gotcha.
Now the place where I'm living now, the place that we're moving out of, the HOA did do that kind of stuff. They were responsible for all of the landscaping in the neighborhood and stuff like that, and we didn't have to do anything. My wife likes to garden, so she had like a little plot in the backyard where she's got flowers and herbs and stuff like that. But other than that, we didn't have to do anything.
Now you may say, what is nerdy about yard work? There are people who there are people who nerd out about yard
Absolutely.
Work. And you know, I dabble. It's like someone who plays.
It's
like someone being a casual gamer. That's what I am in the yard. I like it out there. I can do things 2/3 of the way where it looks really good for a while, but maintaining is a problem for me. And that may be laziness. I don't know.
This isn't necessarily yard work, but it's yard work adjacent. My mother, I would say, nerds out about gardening.
Right.
She's got a nice garden at her house and keeps worms. Like she's got these big bins of worms that she feeds, scraps from the kitchen. And
that's kind of weird.
No, that's the thing is they make compost and they.
No, I get it. I understand why, but it's just like.
It's fascinating.
Does she have a look on her face when she says she's going out to feed the worms?
She gets excited about it. She saves eggshells and grinds them up to give to the. Yeah.
So I used to make fun of the late, great Russ Castle when he would talk about tending to his flowers and all this kind of stuff. And I would make fun of him saying it wasn't very manly just because it made him mad. I didn't really mean it, but it made him mad. It really made, he was serious now.
Oh,
that,
he was.
That
he
was a dude that was very serious about it. And I think with age, you get a little more serious about it, but I just feel better being outside. I just do. And I hate that. I really do hate that. I would walk outside and stand on the deck today like 3 or 4 times. I just look out at the yard longingly, wanting to go out there and knowing that if I do, that
this
I'm going to
get
too
hot.
No, I don't care about the heat. I just know it's going to drain me and then I'm going to have to come in here.
And what drains and it's you? Gonna, it's the heat.
Yeah, well, it's, but I'm okay with that. I like it. I like to get out there.
No, I understand that. I understand that you like to do that. I just, beyond a certain point, once it gets to 90 degrees outside, that's uncomfortable. I'd rather stay inside. And the son and I have an agreement. Like, we, you know, I don't bother it and it doesn't bother me. Like, we stay out of each other's way.
You know, speaking of agreements, last week we kind of complained about something. So I want to continue complaining about it.
Oh, yes.
Why
not?
The fact that our podcast was removed because of.
Seriously.
It wasn't really removed. It was moved.
It's been marginalized.
Yes, it's been marginalized. Exactly. It's been moved. It's hard to find. And I don't know if this is the reason why, but we talked about this last week and suddenly our Facebook views jumped up to 1400. Now we've had that happen before and it's usually we did something. We usually average is up to about 600 now.
Yeah.
Where it was like around 4 or 5, it's up to 600. And we really don't, we thank you so much.
Absolutely.
But this was a protest in the first place.
Right.
Why we did it. So it's like, if it jumps up, great. If it goes down to 0, then we might be concerned.
Right.
But right now, I mean, it jumped up to 1400. And last time that happened, I asked you to share it with as many people as you could. And I think you did that last week. I seem to remember you saying something about sharing. And that might be the reason.
If I didn't, let me say it now. You should share the Facebook video. Once you're finished watching it, just click on share and send it to a few friends that you think might get into it.
And for the people who are pointing out that that I'm overmodulating a little bit, I can't help it. It has to do with the computer. I'm not overmodulating on the air. So in the end, the most important thing is what's on the radio.
Yeah.
We've tried to figure out what's wrong with it, and I think it has to do with the mic, because no matter where I am, the mic, the levels change a little bit on it.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll get...
I know you are on mic one, and I've noticed issues like that with that mic.
But I never had that problem with mic two.
No.
Yeah. So, sorry. You know, all I can say is tune into radio.com, or if you can get to 106.3 WRD, on the dial, do that too.
See, this is an interesting thing. You brought up that we've got this large number of views, unusually large number of views, which again, we thank you for on our most recent last week's Facebook video. But that's also the first week that we really talked about the podcast going away. And I wonder if people were, you know, the people who would normally go listen to the podcast are now saying, well, maybe I should just go watch the Facebook video.
That could be. And here's the other thing.
That didn't occur to me when we were talking about it during the week.
We would like you to continue to do that.
Absolutely.
Because even though the powers that be look at, you know, our podcast views were not that good, I think part of it has to do with the Facebook feed. Because you can just go back and you can, instead of listening to the podcast.
Well, and it's hard to find now.
Instead of listening to the podcast, you can watch the Facebook feed. You can see the expressions. Although right now I'm really dark.
You get the conversations during the break.
Absolutely. And so we want you to continue doing that because they do look at this. And right now, I mean, if you look at WRD's Facebook feed, it's us. I mean, there are other things on there, but we consistently are on there every week and get the most views and all that kind of stuff. And we appreciate that. We need to take a break. We're going to get into some nerdy stuff in the next segment. But as we go to break, I want to point out what today is. You know, every day is something, some kind of day. Today is Spider-Man Day. Happy Spider-Man Day, Chris.
Thank you, Lonzo. Happy Spider-Man Day to you.
I appreciate it. You're listening to the Upstate Pulse right here on 106.3 WRD. Continue live on 106.3 and Upstate Pulse Facebook pages.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What a fantastic movie. Do you realize that movie is 21 years old. 21 years old. I realized the same thing about The Matrix the other day, the original Matrix, 21 years old. And it just kind of blew my mind. My wife turned around. She's like, you shut up. Stop it. And I didn't remember that those two movies came out in the same year, but Galaxy Quest, by the way, for those who didn't hear the soundbite, Galaxy Quest was the clip that we just played. And then it occurred to me that people must have been saying the same thing about Star Wars in 1999 when those two movies came out. They were looking back at the original Star Wars going, you realize that's 21 years old now?
Yeah, it's crazy. We were watching...
We've got people texting us forecasts.
Oh, okay.
68 tonight in Mountain Rest, 86 and high of 86 and a low of 67 tomorrow, high of 82, 60, 65 on Monday. Gosh, I would be a terrible weather reporter. But thank you, Mountain Rest.
You know what it is? You need to go Irish when you're doing the weather.
Irish?
Yes.
I've never been as comfortable with an Irish accent. I can do it, but it takes a lot of... See, that one's easier for me to drop into.
Go Scottish. Go Scottish.
68 tonight in Mountain Rest, 86 and high of 86 and a low of 67 tomorrow. High of 82 and 65 low on Monday.
See that right there? That was awesome.
Thank you.
That's what you need to do from now on if you're reading the weather. All right, let's talk about something that just happened. Normally, it may have happened, I don't know. Normally, I would not talk about this because we don't talk politics, but this, it goes into the era of pop culture, and it's something that I'm pretty positive that Chris and I have never done because Chris doesn't like social media anyway too much, except for Facebook Live right now. He absolutely loves that. But
I just like being on camera.
I don't blame you there. President,
it's fun.
Even if I am,
I get to play like I'm on TV.
Darker on the camera, that's fine because I'm just pretending like I have a Bahamas-like tan. President Trump, supposedly today, and it may have already happened, is canceling TikTok in America.
What?
And yes, because TikTok is China's behind TikTok, and supposedly they're worried about a data breach that China is getting.
See,
information
that's interesting.
From TikTok. And TikTok is, after Vine went away, TikTok
right.
came
TikTok,
about.
TikTok is the, which I was surprised
and my,
to
my
see.
My 22-year-old daughter spends way too much time on TikTok.
It's the millennial platform.
Yeah.
It's the millennial platform. I was surprised to see Vines go away. And I don't really know why they did. I think it had something to do with just like mismanagement of the company, and they just kind of folded. Don't quote me on that. I haven't researched it or anything, but that's what I kind of remember. But I remember thinking, there's a market for that. There's something that's going to come along and replace Vines, and TikTok is clearly it. And the headline that I saw today or yesterday, maybe recently, was that Microsoft was considering buying TikTok.
Yeah.
Which
and in this article, the president doesn't care.
Well,
he doesn't care that Microsoft is trying to buy it. He's wanting to shut it down for now. Now, there must be, obviously, there must be a reason why, because why would, and again, we're getting into politics here, and only for a moment, why would he want to upset so many millennial voters by taking away their TikTok?
I don't know. My guess is that millennials are not a demographic that he's thinking about capturing anyway. I could be wrong about that. I don't know. Here's the thing.
There's some articles out there that he is actually going after millennials.
Okay, well, whatever. But
which would be a smart move.
Which I'm not saying it wouldn't be. I'm just saying it doesn't seem like that's what he's doing. Anyway, the point is that TikTok, if Microsoft buys it, and Microsoft buys everything, like they just get their hands on stuff. Like
hold on, we'll fix it. We'll just buy it.
We'll
just buy it.
Well, they see, and which is not to say that they, I don't know, sometimes they make bad investments, I guess, but thank you, 3 minutes. But it seems like a lot of stuff that they buy is actually useful. Skype, for example. I mean, Skype was, and now we've got other, you know, VoIP technologies and stuff like that. So, yes, Lonzo's. Yeah, there you go. Get that noob in there.
I had to get it out of the way. Yeah, I deserved it.
You did. But anyway, if Microsoft were to buy TikTok, they could, and actually take it over, like really get a hold of it, they could essentially secure it, make it an American company effectively. And then presumably Donald Trump wouldn't necessarily have as big a problem with it, and it could come back. I don't know how he's planning on canceling it anyway.
I don't know either.
That's sort of, again, skirting around the issue of politics. That sort of internet censorship is exactly what China does. So, I wouldn't expect to see that kind of thing here in the United States.
I do know that our demographic for this show skews very young to a certain age, and I know that there are probably some TikTokers out there that probably are going to get upset. And since I'm not on TikTok, I don't know if it's been canceled today or not. If it has been, and you're on TikTok, let us know. Text line 71307.
And they are responding on the text line. Guys, my kids are taking the TikTok ban in stride. I explained the Chinese Communist government owns it. That's good. I suppose you should explain that kind of thing. TikTok is for the Zoomers, says another texter, not the Millennials. I don't know. What's the difference between a Zoomer and a Boomer?
We have reached the age where we're beyond all that, I think.
I don't know. Yeah. My understanding, actually, not
so
my
wait
understanding.
A minute. Millennials are done?
The next generation is going to be the ones that are born in the 21st century. And I think that's
Zoomers,
what
Zoomers is a good name.
I think that's what they're referring. Zoomers is not bad. I will say.
It probably has something to do with Zooming. I'm guessing.
I will say that the best name that I've heard so far that I like the best, and I don't know, maybe this dates me anyway, is iGen.
Yeah, I like that.
That's,
but it sounds too much like IGN, and I'm sure there's
a
copyright.
No, I don't.
There's
an
E in there,
so.
I guess. So
the I generation.
I got you.
And that's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. Texter says, guys, Sam Rockwell played an actor who portrayed a red shirt. No wonder Guy was so nervous. Yeah, that's basically
that's the trope they're going there for.
Texter says, Bill Gates is only slightly less trustworthy than communist China. He's like a real-life Bond villain. You know, I've said the same thing about Elon Musk.
As both of them get older, they get more and more like that.
Yes, very, very, very much. Texter says it's not freedom of speech or access. What if China is legitimately stealing info and Generation Z is Zoomers, Millennials are Gen Y? Yeah, okay, I get that. Again, I prefer the I generation for what we're now calling Generation Z, I guess.
I just recently figured out that I'm a Gen Xer. I don't know. I didn't really care. I didn't really care.
It's okay.
I don't like labels, man.
Don't you be labeling me. But there is a push for an intermediate generation between Gen X and the Millennials that is referred to as Zennials.
By who?
Zennials, the people who were just kind of born in the gap between the two generations.
So these
people
are
who are not
are
solidly
who
in
don't
one or the
be
other.
On that one
and that's exactly where I fit.
Okay.
And yeah, that's the thing, is that it seems like the people who don't want to be referred to as Millennials are the ones that came up with this.
I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either.
Although
but,
we work with and have worked with millennials, and I have millennials at home, and I love them dearly. So that's all I'm saying.
I understand that.
All right, something else going on. Remember, there was a tiff between AMC and Universal, and to the point where AMC was never going to carry a Universal film again. But AMC, which is pretty desperate, like most theaters are, they have just reached a historic deal allowing theatrical releases to debut on premium video on demand early, which is what we've been saying was going to happen anyway. And it's not a surprise because even when theaters do open, and they, I believe, our buddy down the hall, Twisted Todd, was excited saying that theaters were back open. So possibly they opened this weekend, the ones around here, which are not AMC theaters. Because he is an avid theater goer, would go once or twice a week, especially during this. I mean, all the stuff that I go see.
Blockbuster season.
All that stuff he would go see, and we would have conversations about it. So a couple of movies of note they've already put on here, when they're coming out in theaters and when they're coming out on video on demand. And most of them I'm looking at mean absolutely nothing to us until you get to.
Such as?
Scoob. Which maybe, I mean,
yes. Okay, you know, move on.
So you didn't believe me.
No,
okay,
no, I was curious. Right. What?
So, getting down a little bit later in the list of those, it's a small list. SpongeBob, Sponge on the Run, which, you know, there are people with kids who are probably pretty excited about that. It's coming out on August 7th in theaters, but it's not coming out to 2021 on video demand. So that makes no sense. But the next movie does. And we already talked about this, but I want to talk about it again. Bill and Ted Face the Music comes out in theaters August 28th, but it's on video on demand September 1st.
Which there was a recently released new trailer for, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
it looked pretty good. It had,
I got to tell you,
like a lot of the movie in it.
The Comic-Con at home for them, it was the best one I saw out of all of them. Which it's a big time flop Comic Con at home. It was not nearly as good. Most of the panels were just a lot of laughing, but the Bill and Ted Face the Music panel, Kevin Smith moderated. They had a couple directors, a producer on, and they had Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter and the two girls, and Death, I forget his name, but so they had all of them on there, and it was excellent. And how they did it is they put them all in, you know how a Zoom call you have panels?
Right.
They were all phone booths around them. And,
nice.
And it was really well done. And what I was surprised by it was how smart Alex Winter is. He's very, very smart.
Yeah.
Dude directs documentaries and stuff. So he's very smart. And Keanu Reeves didn't talk very much, but he didn't care because I know you, but still, it's Keanu Reeves. And he's just kind of like, yeah. And then I watched another one that he was on, which was the Constantine. I think it was 20 years since Constantine came out, and that was
Sounds
pretty good,
right.
too. So anyway, Bill and Ted, this would be the next movie coming out that I would possibly want to see in a theater, but I know if I wait 3 days, I can just watch it at home. So I'm going to wait 3 days and watch it at home. I don't think this is the type of blockbuster that you need to see in theaters. Like a big-time superhero movie.
Yeah.
And those have been pushed off till November. I wonder if, and I'm not sure if this will be the case, if theaters will be open by then. And they're opening now, but are you going to want to go and wear a mask the entire time? Which
I don't know. Here's the thing.
How do you eat your popcorn? You're going to have to pull it off to eat the popcorn. When you eat popcorn is one of those foods that it's going to come out your mouth a little bit. You may be better than I am at eating popcorn. You might be, but the majority of people, they don't close their mouth when they eat popcorn because it's really dry.
That's too bad. I don't have a problem keeping food in my mouth while I'm eating
it. Yeah, but
it.
You also have a buffer that catches everything. So, I mean, there's that.
Okay. Usually that catches things that don't get all the way in rather than things that are coming out.
As far as you
but,
know.
But, well, fine, whatever. I'm not going to argue that point with you. What I was going to say is that when theaters come back, I mean, the changes that we are seeing.
Opening and coming back are two totally different things. Will they ever?
Okay.
I'm not being argumentative. I'm trying to elaborate a little bit on this. I'm not sure they're ever coming back the way they were before. I'm not sure.
Well, that's what I was going to say is that when they reopen, if they want to come back, not necessarily the way that they were before, but in some way to get the kind of traffic that they had before, they're going to have to provide a different experience. Because one of the things I wanted to talk about this the last time we had this subject, but and we ran out of time, but home theaters are getting more and more like an actual theater experience.
Yeah.
And sound equipment is getting cheaper. TVs are getting bigger and better resolution.
And cheaper.
And cheaper. And it's not going to be that long before the theater experience is basically the same as your home experience. And as long as you can get the content, which we're seeing now is going to be forthcoming, it's not going to be worth going to a theater unless they provide an experience that you can't get at home. And there are some theaters around here who do things like that. There's a theater, I forget the name of it. Actually, I think it's part of a brewery up in Asheville where they've got a restaurant and they just bring you food, like a meal, while you're watching the movie. I went up there and watched Tron. It wasn't a remake, but it was the sequel that came out like 20 years.
Was it Legacy?
Tron 2.0 or Tron Legacy? I don't remember. But anyway.
It's the one where his son goes in. And
Yeah. And it was actually a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I liked it.
But the experience of going to see it at this theater where you can just order a beer, order a hamburger and a plate of fries. I mean, like it was like a restaurant in a movie theater. And it was really, really cool. I think theaters are going to have to do, not necessarily that specifically, but something like that. They're going to have to provide some sort of experience that people don't get at home or would have to go to a major amount of effort to get at home, because now they can just watch the movie at home. That's what's going to attract people to come back.
You're right. I think it was heading in this direction anyway, and COVID just kind of pushed it a little bit harder than it was. I mean, made it ahead of schedule, but as things get cheaper and more available at home, the problem was with these major movies is you would still have to wait until they were almost done with their run in the theaters before you could watch them at home. This deal will make it to where that won't happen with some of the things.
Well, and digital delivery has changed that too. You used to have to wait for physical media, a VHS tape back in the 80s and 90s, DVDs came along, but it was still printed material. And publishing all that stuff just took time and effort and money and shipping and everything like that, as opposed to going to the theater and seeing it right then. There is no difference at this point between delivering a movie to a theater and delivering it to somebody's home. It's all just ones and zeros, and they can push it anywhere they want. So there's almost no reason to have that theater exclusivity without an upgraded experience.
All right, before we go to break, the Emmys are out. Usually don't pay attention to them too much, but I grabbed a couple things that interest me, and they are shows that Chris and I both have watched. So Best Drama, Stranger Things, and The Mandalorian are both up for that.
That is tough to choose.
But they're against Better Call Saul, The Crown, The Handmaid's Tale, Killing Eve, Ozark, Succession. And probably one of those other shows are going to be.
I got to say, I have watched Killing Eve. It is incredibly well made. If you like crime dramas, it's an excellent show.
All right. The other thing that I saw that would interest us is guest actor in a drama. And Giancarlo Esposito for The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
That was the Moff.
He was the Moff at the end. Yeah. Yeah, he was in one episode, I think. Maybe two.
I think it was two.
Two,
I think it was
two
the last
episodes.
Two.
Okay. Yeah.
He will show up and be big time in season two.
And he's done a bunch of other stuff. And Breaking Bad was the biggest thing that he was notable for recently, I think is probably the best way to put that. But he was the sort of villain, I guess. He was the antagonist. Let me put it that way. He was the antagonist to
With his delivery,
Walter White.
It makes you. Did he have the same kind of delivery in that show that he did on this? I've seen him in a couple things.
Actually, his character was really interesting because he was Breaking Bad is all about drug trade
and
stuff like that. But and so you have a front. He's got a chain of restaurants, chicken restaurants that are the front for his drug business. And a couple of other businesses like a laundry or something like that, And when he is presenting himself as the businessman, as the guy who owns these restaurants, mm-hmm. he is just really chill and very personable and really nice. But when he is the drug kingpin, he is menacing like you can't believe. I mean, it's amazing. And subtle shifts. He's an excellent actor.
That sounds really cool, but I don't watch Breaking Bad because I lived in that neighborhood.
It was, well, so, I understand that. Yeah. It was really good. I think it went on probably a season too long, but it was a really phenomenal show. It deserves all of the credit that it got.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to give you some definite signs of the impending apocalypse, or as we label it, 2020. You're listening to the Upstate Pulse right here on 106.3 WORD. Continue live on the 106.3 and Upstate Pulse Facebook pages.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Signs of the impending apocalypse, the end Burgeons of the world, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
Yeah, and Chris knows every single word for this, which is an amazing feat. I've got 3 stories right here, as if we didn't have enough to deal with in 2020. This first one bothers me a lot, and I don't know if it'll bother everybody else, but I think it will. KFC is developing bioprinted nuggets.
Okay. I'm guessing 3D printed,
yes.
But
for those unfamiliar, it's by Beyond Meat, which lets you know that it's vegan.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no chicken in this chicken. For those unfamiliar, Beyond Meat is a Los Angeles based company that produces plant-based meat substitutes, which is just stupid. Okay. If you don't like meat, why are you designing stuff to taste like meat?
Or look like meat.
Right.
With the texture.
Unless.
Meat. Why do you want your stuff to be like meat if you have such a problem with
unless
meat?
Unless you're
That's
slowly.
That's a question I've had.
You're slowly going to start replacing actual meat with fake meat, like, say, in the school system, where the food already tastes bad for the most part, and the kids wouldn't know, and before you know it,
South they're Park vegans. South Park already did an episode about
did
that.
They? They're vegans, and they don't know they're vegans.
It's actually pretty funny. So, as you might imagine, Cartman has a problem with this, but the problem is not that they're replacing meat with not meat. It's that it's supposed to be healthy, but once he finds out that it's not any healthier than the junk he was eating before, he's fine with it.
Like when we looked at the Impossible Whopper,
right.
It was like 10 calories less than a regular
Whopper.
Yeah,
he just wants terrible
like
food.
Yeah.
And it turns out that it's terrible food.
All right. Beyond Meat uses proteins isolated from peas, rice, and mung beans. What's a mung bean, Chris?
It's a bean. It's a legume. Okay. And I mean, it's
okay. Just mung just sounds like it's, yeah. Anyway.
I think they're Japanese. I think they make, it could be what they make miso out
and,
of.
And
I
here's,
could be wrong about
here's
that.
The wonderful thing combined with other vegan ingredients.
Sure.
Whatever that is.
You know.
Yeah.
Cellulose.
To make its faux meat. And they call it faux meat. So anyway, so would you eat a bioprinted nugget?
For a taste test, I would.
We're going to get to something that might be a taste test later on. And I'm not going to do a dare, but if Chris is willing to do this, you just have to stay tuned to hour number two. If Chris is willing to do this, I am willing to make this, or maybe there's nobody here. We come in a little bit earlier. We've got a full kitchen downstairs.
We'd have to well, we have a full afterwards. Kitchen without a stove.
Good
there
point.
Is an oven, but no stove.
Oh, we just need the oven.
Okay. I'm just
making
sure that you're aware.
I think we just need
aware.
The oven. I there's, think everything else for what we need to do, we can do in the microwave.
There's no such thing as saucepans or simmering or anything like that.
I'm pretty sure we're good.
Okay.
But again, this is a tease. It's what we do in radio and in life sometimes. So second hour, we're going to talk about what it is. And we've eaten some pretty
gross
things.
He's not only keeping you in suspense, he's keeping me in suspense too.
Yes, I am, which is a lot more fun than keeping you in suspense. All right, a couple other things and signs of impending apocalypse. Japanese scientists say they have revived microbes that were in a dormant state for more than 100 million years.
Yeah, I saw this.
And what you have to ask is why?
This is the beginning of the Andromeda strain.
Yes, why? No, this. I keep saying I want zombies. This is going to happen because of something like this. This is...
I don't know.
All right, the tiny...
I think the other one...
Possibly, yeah. Maybe it's a combination of the two. Could be. All right, the tiny organisms had survived in the South Pacific seabed in sediment that is poor in nutrients but has enough oxygen to allow them to live. So they found it in the sediment, and they decided to bring it back to life. And what did it immediately do? It started eating stuff.
Like what? Metal and plastic? Because there are microbes like that.
Let's see. When I found them, I was first skeptical whether the findings are from some mistake or a failure in experiment. We now know that there is no age limit for sub-seafloor biosphere. Professor and study co-author Stephen Daunt from the University of Rhode Island said the microbes came from the oldest samples taken from the seabed and the oldest sediment we've drilled. With the least amount of food, there are still living organisms. After incubation by scientists, the microbes began to eat and multiply. They are not.
Well, and that's what microbes saying, do.
They're not saying what they're eating. Maybe like your mom's
probably
worm
the same
thing.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Well, yeah, probably the same kind of thing that any bacteria eats. You know, it's interesting.
Unless
that
they're
you
eating COVID, which would be perfectly fine.
Well, that
unless,
might be
unless it has to be a host that has COVID being eaten by the microbes.
It's interesting that you mentioned, because we've got this other story coming up, and we probably ought to go through it before I talk about
this.
Going
to.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'll tell you what. Go ahead and talk about it, and then I'll get back to my thing.
All right. As if regular cicadas weren't annoying enough, West Virginia scientists have... There really are scientists in West Virginia. It's,
well,
it's kind
also,
of a joke in itself.
It's but, you know, I'm wondering if these are going to start appearing in Fallout 76.
Oh, I hope so. Well, actually, they may already be there. There's some weird stuff in there. Trust me. So West Virginia scientists have discovered a new, creepier type of the invasive insect. They call them zombie cicadas. A West Virginia University study has found that insects become zombies after dining on magic mushrooms, kind of like humans. The same type of shrooms people use to trip on. Researchers say male zombie cicadas are manipulated by the fungus to infect other males by flapping their wings like a female, luring in their unsuspecting pals. So it's like, dude, looks like a late. Essentially, the cicadas are luring others into becoming infected because their healthy counterparts are interested in mating. Says Brian Lovett. There's so many avenues you could go here. Co-author of the study, the bioactive compounds may manipulate the insect to stay awake and continue to transmit the pathogen for longer. So
now
they're become zombies, and how do you pass on being a zombie? You have to lure in regular things that aren't zombies, and
it's more like passing on vampirism. Usually, zombieism is passed on by just mobs, you know, getting caught by a mob of zombies.
These are more vampire cicadas.
Yeah.
Unless they actually die. But so same thing happens to vampires.
I guess they probably do. Now here's so here's what I wanted to talk about. I've been watching a series recently on fermentation, and believe me, this is getting back to something.
So you're about to start your own brewery?
No, it's okay. actually it turns out that the host is kind of this, he's not an idiot, he's not stupid, but he has kind of an idiot vibe to him. And so he's just got this kind of goofy personality, and he has hilarious to watch. And the production value on it is spectacular. And it's called It's Alive with Brad Leone. It's from Bon Appetit magazine. You can find it on YouTube. I highly recommend watching it. It's a lot of fun. But anyway, one of the things that comes up several times is the active organism that creates the fermentation that they're looking for is called a SCOBY, which is an acronym that, if my memory serves, stands for Symbiotic Combination of Bacteria and Yeast.
Okay.
Yeast is a type of fungus, sort of, and bacteria, like we have in the Japanese story, could get together with the fungus from the zombie cicada story and create this sort of human zombie SCOBY, as it were, and bring about the zombie apocalypse. I like this idea. I might see if I can find a treatment for it, but I think it's funny. This is also not unusual for other insects. It's not just cicadas that go through this. Ants frequently. There's a type of fungus called Cordyceps, and a variety of different species that infect different types of insects, frequently ants, that turn them into zombies. It takes control of their brain and mind controls them to climb up trees and away from their nest, away from their hive.
The only time I've ever seen a cicada was when it was dead. I've never seen a live one.
Yeah, it's easier to find them when they're dead.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty reclusive, but I've seen live cicadas before. But Cordyceps is another fungus that does this. I think in the article, and you can look and tell me if I'm right.
Yeah,
It was a different species of fungus that that the cicadas were eating that was turning them into zombie cicadas. But this kind of thing happens, and it's creepy. It's really, really creepy. The ants climb up onto a branch as high as they can get, and then a mushroom grows out of their head.
Really?
It's freaky.
Wow. That's how long?
I'm gonna have to show you this.
So how long does it take for the mushroom to grow out of their head?
I don't know. Probably.
I'm just thinking
a few hours.
Mushroom cloud.
No, it's not like that. It grows up out of their head the way that a mushroom might grow out of the dirt.
That is completely creepy.
It's freaky.
Now we keep seeing different things that are happening in 2020, and I keep saying I want zombies. This may be it. And I think we're ready for zombies. I think we can handle zombies. Double tap, all that kind of stuff. We know the rules for zombies. But if you saw a cicada that was a zombie cicada, Chris, would you know that it was a zombie cicada?
That's an interesting question. Well, when I saw this article, it looked like there were things growing off of the cicada. Like it had, I don't know, its exoskeleton was compromised in some way. And that was kind of a visual cue. If it had those sorts of things, I'm sure I would look at it and go, that cicada doesn't look right. Maybe there's something wrong with it. I don't know that I could identify it as this particular, you know, infection, but it certainly looked weird. It didn't look like a normal cicada.
All right. If you are listening and you have seen
the same way that an ant with a mushroom growing out of its head.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird. If you've seen either a zombie cicada or an ant with a mushroom growing out of its head, give us a text, 71307. Because we want to see it. We want a sample of it. We want to see it in person. At least I do, kind of. Would you eat a zombie cicada?
No.
Someone might, and that might be.
Yeah, very well might, and that's a bad idea. Don't.
If you eat a zombie cicada, you might very well bring about the zombie apocalypse.
Well, it's also likely that you'll get sick.
And die and become a zombie.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's what Lonzo's looking for. We need a volunteer now. If you want to eat a zombie cicada,
and don't volunteer somebody else.
Yes, text us at 71307. If we get a volunteer to eat a zombie cicada, I will do my best to find one.
All right, you listen to the Upstate Pulse right here on 106.3 WORD. Continuing live on the 106.3 and Upstate Pulse Facebook pages. We come back, we're going to get to that food that I was teasing. We've got a bunch of video game talk and a nerd roundtable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.